USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A winter storm that slammed much of the country's midsection is now battering the Northeast, with 125 million people in its path. Winter storm alerts are up in 15 states. More than 700 flights were canceled, and delays have topped 4,500. Remnants of the storm linger in the country's midsection. Meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Taking a look at the upper Midwest, the colder air is in place. Temperatures have been very hard-pressed to warm up above freezing. They did have some ice accumulation in parts of central lower Michigan, so definitely travel is very, very difficult. Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Heading out of New England, Robert Todd had to switch up his plans.
Looking at the weather, we knew we weren't going to get out. So we tried Manchester, where we were going out of, couldn't get out of Boston, and we got a flight out of here.
This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The UN is taking steps on the climate crisis. USA's John Hunt has more.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world's effort to stop climate change has been, quote, utterly inadequate, and so far the global danger could pass the point of no return. Speaking before the start of tomorrow's two-week International Climate Conference in Madrid, the UN chief said the impact of rising temperatures, including more extreme weather, is already being felt around the world, with dramatic consequences for humans and all other species. He noted the world has the scientific knowledge and technical means to limit global warming, but is lacking the political will. Delegates from almost 200 countries will try to put the finishing touches on the rules governing the Paris Climate Accord. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
President Trump is back in the United States after his trip to Afghanistan. He surprised soldiers at Bagram Air Base for a special Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Protesters in Hong Kong are thanking the United States. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pro-democracy demonstrators carrying American flags and banners, wearing President Trump's famous Make America Great Again hats, and marching to the U.S. consulate to thank America for approving legislation and for the president for signing it to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese officials for any human rights abuses in the city. Some of the banners read, President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong, and let's make Hong Kong great again. One of the banners showing President Trump standing on top of a tank with his name on the front and side of the tank. A now-withdrawn extradition bill set off protests back in June. The protesters have been demanding full democracy and an investigation into police use of force during their demonstrations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A hospital in Kansas City spent the holiday weekend caring for 12 sets of newborn twins. The 12 sets of twins are in the neonatal intensive care unit at St. Luke's in Kansas City, Missouri. The hospital believes it's the most twins they've ever had at once. St. Luke's is working to make sure that all of the twins can be home by their original due date, which means some of them will be able to spend the first Christmas at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.